One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Emmett Harper at the real estate office.
Don't know what could have happened to Clipper this afternoon, Emmett. He said he'd be right back.
Henry, ever thought of getting Clipper to magazine agency? Something where it wouldn't make any difference if he just worked when he felt like it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. 1 year ago, we told you how effective Tabsin was in treating the common cold. Now, surveys confirm, as reviewed recently in several leading magazines, what so many of you have already known, that antihistamines are effective in relieving the misery of the common cold. To give you even more relief, Miles Laboratories has given you for a year an advanced formula in Tabsin. Tabsin is not only an antihistamine, but an antihistamine plus. Yes, Tabsin contains other ingredients to give you more relief than tablets containing antihistamine alone. So Tabsin is a more complete tablet for checking cold symptoms. Tabsin does give you a dependable antihistamine, which acts to check the sniffling and sneezing, the irritation in the nose and throat caused by a cold. And in addition, Tabsin contains an ingredient to relieve the headache, the aches and pains of a cold, and to help reduce the fever, which often accompanies a cold. And there's a special agent in Tabsin to help combat that dull, drowsy feeling. Yes, good as antihistamines are, Tabsin is an antihistaminic compound that can do even more for you when you're suffering with a cold. So Tabsin is the one antihistaminic tablet to try. Remember that name, Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 10, Book 83. At 11:30 this morning, Clifford Barber, junior partner, left the offices of Harper and Barber on Geary Street in San Francisco to go to lunch. It's 5:30 now, and he isn't back yet. Henry Barber at this moment is sadly shrugging into his coat in the inner office. As he moves into the outer room, Emmett Harper glances up.
Going to call it a day, Henry?
Yes, Emmett. Might as well.
You know, I was telling my wife, Leona, this morning. I said Henry Barber's handling of that multiple apartment deal was a masterly piece of business.
Yes.
Leona asked me, she said, have you told that to Henry? Leona's a great believer in sending flowers to the living, you know. We get so busy around here, we forget to give credit where credit's due.
Good night, Emmett.
Henry, if you aren't in a rush... Now, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Well, it seems obvious to me, Henry, that Clifford's not going to take hold here. Oh, he's a good boy, a very attractive fellow. It might be that he's not cut out for the real estate business.
I don't know what could have happened to the boy this afternoon, Emmett. He said he'd be right back.
Uh-huh. I was saying to Leona this morning, I said the smart thing for Henry to do with Clifford would be to get him a magazine agency. Something where it wouldn't make any difference if he just worked when he felt like it.
Yes.
Now, you've got a sizable investment in this firm. Why don't we buckle in together and go whole hog, huh? There's some industrial sites down near South San Francisco that are wide open for development, Henry. Of course, it'll take a little money, but you've got it and I've got it. And why, together we could show these modern-day whippersnappers what real businessmen can do.
Tomorrow, Emmett. Talk about it tomorrow.
Huh?
Going home now. I promise Fanny to be in time for dinner.
Of course, Henry. It's just a thought, huh? And think over that magazine subscription idea for Clifford. That's more in his line, seems to me.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Hello, Leona. Started dinner yet, dear? Oh, good. How'd you like to run down the peninsula for dinner, huh? Like to see a man down there about that property. All right. Yeah, you drive down and pick me up. Oh, any time now. Oh, what he does every day. Went out to lunch at 11:30. Hasn't come back. Huh? Well, I broached it to Henry. I think I might bring him around.
Mr. Harper, has Dad gone yet?
Well, well, well. Hold on, Leona. Clifford just walked in.
Well, pardon me. Has Dad gone?
Leona, what'd you say? All right. I'll be ready any time. Yes, my dear. All right. Your father has gone home after a long, hard day's work, Clifford. Left a few minutes ago.
Oh.
Have a good lunch.
Well, I got tied up in a deal this afternoon.
Not a real estate deal.
I've practically got a tenant for that apartment over on Scott Street. We can sign him if we'll cut the rent $10.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you find this prospect? At the Mercury Athletic Club?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. Irwin, his name is. Frank Irwin. Mm-hmm. I was playing handball with him. Found out he and his wife were looking for a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying in Burlingame now.
Uh-huh.
So we drove down there to get his wife, and I brought him back in town and showed him the apartment. You know, $175 is pretty doggone steep for that place, Mr. Harper. It needs paint, plaster's cracked. Do you think the landlord would cut it $10?
No.
Why not?
Clifford, that apartment came on the market yesterday, and I got a tenant for it this noon at $175. It must have been while you were playing handball.
Oh.
I could have rented a dozen more just like it if we'd had them.
Hmm. Well, I'd better use the phone. Any messages for me today?
Well, let's see. Yes, there were. Your brother Jack called, 11:45, wanted you to go to lunch. Told him you'd gone.
Oh.
Mother called a couple of times, see if you felt all right.
Oh, hello. Mr. Irwin, please.
And your tailor phone.
Oh?
Uh-huh. And there was a call from the Automobile Finance Company. You're to call them back. Yes, indeed. We had a busy afternoon.
Oh, hello, Frank. Cliff Barber. Well, look, I'm terribly sorry, but that place was rented while I was out. Yeah. Oh, not at all. I'm sorry I wasted yours. Oh. Well, I enjoyed meeting her, too. Give her my best, huh? Oh, sure. I'm there every day for lunch. Okay, that's a date. See you Monday. Yeah. Bye. Well, he sounded pretty disappointed. I guess he would have paid the full rate if I'd pressed him a little harder.
Uh-huh.
Good thing I didn't, though, if you'd already rented it.
In a case like that, Clifford, the thing for you to do is phone in, get your father and me, and ask us if... Never mind.
What's the matter, Mr. Harper?
Going home now, Clifford?
Well, unless there's something for me to do.
Mm-hmm. Your father and I had some signs you might have tacked up today. It's a little dark now. If you get to work tomorrow before sunset, you might do it then.
No one told me about the signs.
No, you were out when we ordered them. Well, good night, Clifford.
Well, look, if you want me to do it now...
No. Go along home. I'll be here for a while.
Uncle Cliff.
Oh, huh?
Oh, yes. Here's one I forgot to mention. Come in, young lady. Your niece came in the first time at 4:00. Sorry. Slipped my mind.
Well, Margaret, what are you doing downtown at this hour?
Well, Grandfather said he expected you, so I've been waiting across the street at the malt shop. I just noticed your car out in front.
Does your mother know you're down here?
Mm-hmm. Grandfather phoned her. Uncle Cliff, something wonderful's happened. If you'd let a certain boy at school... Well, if you'd let him drive your car, I think that... Oh, may I see you alone?
Oh, by all means. Your Uncle Clifford has a private office, my dear. Take her in there, Clifford. Make some use of it.
Now, just a second.
You know, I was telling my wife this morning. I think we should have a new electric sign out in front. Two lines. Top line, Harper and Barber Realtors. And a secondary line reading, The Barber's Rendezvous. Very good idea, Clifford. You know, young lady, this is a business office. But of late, whenever the phone rings or the door opens, darned if it isn't another barber. Never saw anything like it.
I'm sorry, Uncle Cliff.
I don't think that gag's very funny, Mr. Harper.
I'll go on home, Uncle Cliff. I'll see you tonight.
No, you don't. You wait for me out in the car.
But I don't want to cause any trouble.
You're not, honey. You're welcome here anytime. Now go ahead, turn on the radio and wait for me. I've got one or two little matters I'd like to clean up.
Okay, Uncle Cliff.
I'll be there in a minute, honey. That was pretty rough, wasn't it? If you want to level off on me, okay, but don't take it out on the kids.
Clifford, somebody has got to convey the idea to your family connections that this is a business office. What's the matter with that child? Seems to spend her afternoons on the verge of tears.
Look, why don't you flash those knives when my dad's around?
What?
You're a lot more agreeable when dad's around here. What's the matter? You afraid of him?
Now, Clifford, your father and I get along fine.
Look, let's put it on the table. What are you up to?
Huh?
Is this your way of telling me that you don't want me around here?
Clifford, you aren't around here enough to bother me. Of course, your social life's a trifle distracting when the phones get too busy.
Well, let's not kid each other. You don't want me around here, is that it?
Clifford, that's childish. Now, don't talk that way.
Well, I can't seem to do anything to please you.
Well, up to now, you haven't, no. You sold a good piece of property, but your brother-in-law bought it. That took the glory out of that. Next, you come up with the rental of an apartment that's already gone. So, don't see anything there to get too excited about. Well, as I told the owner this morning, I'm going to keep an open mind as long as it's reasonable.
Let's just cut out the double talk. You're just trying to wear me down.
Now, don't start an argument with me, son. Not unless you want to have your ears pinned back.
Now, look, I've got a half interest in this business. Okay, my father bought it for me. How I got it isn't the issue. But it says Harper and Barber out there on that sign, and I'm going to ask one thing of you, Mr. Harper.
Well?
A consistent attitude, if you please. Courtesy, whether Henry Barber is here or not.
Well, well, speaking right up, aren't you?
Well, I've had all the needling I can take from you. You've been trying to ease me out of here from the day I started, making it so doggone uncomfortable I hate to come into the place.
Now you listen to me. You started something and I'll finish it. I don't think anybody in your lifetime has ever talked turkey to you, my boy, and it's high time somebody did. Sit down.
I'm okay right here.
You're a drugstore jelly bean, Clifford. You're a lightweight. You've got a wishbone where your backbone ought to be. You've been cushioned all your life. And if you want my candid opinion, you'll never earn your salt. Now, if that's easing you out of here, make the most of it.
If you were a little younger, I'd poke you right in the nose. I don't take this kind of talk from you or from anybody else.
That's so. What do you do about it?
Well, I'll come back here when you apologize and ask me to come back, and not before. Good night, Mr. Harper.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Alka-Seltzer, first, fast, and always. Friends, here's something to remember over the weekend if you need really effective relief from acid indigestion or a headache or both. Drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from these common ailments, so reach for that Alka-Seltzer bottle first thing. You'll surely appreciate the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Fast, because the bubbling effervescence of Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer's wonderful pain-relieving ingredient gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Always dependable, that's Alka-Seltzer. So always depend on it for the relief you want. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
Clifford, is that you?
Dad?
Yes, Clifford. Come in. I'm in the library.
No, I don't feel so very well tonight, Dad. I'm going to stretch out in a hot tub for a little while. Tell Mom I don't want any dinner.
Remember, friends, if you feel a cold coming on, for fast relief from your misery, take Tabsin, quick. Feel better, quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the aches and pains of a cold, and reduce the fever of a cold. That's Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Clifford's Wound is Deep. Chapter 11, Book 83. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.